Good morning. A few scattered showers and a couple of rumbles of thunder overnight across interior New York and New England as a warm front remains draped off to our south. As the front approaches and tries to make its way through the region today, we still run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms along with it. The main focus, however, will be with a thunderstorm complex that is currently moving into the Niagara frontier and western New York. Computer models are forecasting this thunderstorm complex to push through western and central New York around the Finger Lakes before it begins to dive through the western Catskills, the southern tier, and eventually south across the lower Hudson Valley and the New York City area by mid to late afternoon. On this track, it looks like the best chance of thunderstorms, some of them on the stronger side, will be in these areas. However, if the complex remains a little farther north, areas along the I-90 corridor could also see some stronger thunderstorms for the second half of the day. So this is what we'll be watching through the morning and into the afternoon hours. Regardless, it looks like an unsettled day, although temperatures, especially with that warm front passing by, will be a bit milder and in the middle and upper 70s. Overnight tonight, a cold front will sweep through the region with a few showers, then clearing skies and lows near 60. A new area of high pressure will build in for the day on Thursday, bringing us mostly sunny and dry weather, and temperatures will push into the lower 80s. A warmer air mass will begin to build in for the day on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. The humidity will go up as temperatures climb into the middle and upper 80s. Another cold front will approach during the day Friday and arrive late Friday night with more showers and scattered thunderstorms lasting into Saturday morning. There's still the risk of a shower with this front on Saturday afternoon, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds to start the weekend with highs near 80. Behind this system, we'll go back to mostly sunny skies Sunday and Monday in the mid-70s and pushing back toward 80 with sunshine on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front moving into the Ohio Valley and northern mid-Atlantic will be a focus for showers and thunderstorms, and the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted a broad slight risk area for severe weather extending along the front into the upper Mississippi, Ohio Valleys, and northern mid-Atlantic. Back to the west, a secondary slight risk for severe weather is possible across portions of the high plains into the central plains ahead of another stronger cold front that'll be dropping into the north central United States. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 36 degrees on a west wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 51, 72% relative humidity, a variable wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.65 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s, Boston partly sunny with the chance of showers in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers and storms and highs near 70. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 71 degrees, the low 45, the average temperature 58, that's 5 degrees below normal. 0.03 inches of rain yesterday, that's the total for the month, which is now 0.23 inches below normal, and 12.32 inches for the year, which is 2.72 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high, 97, set in 1925, and the record low, 36, in 1964 and 1986. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening 8:29 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. Clearing tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers tonight in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid-70s. Clearing tonight, lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, more humid on Friday with the risk of a shower or storm late in the day, mid-80s. Better chance of showers and storms overnight Friday night, and a few scattered showers Saturday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds back to around 80. Mostly sunny on Sunday, 75, and sunny and pleasant on Monday and Tuesday, mid-70s on Monday, and back to around 80 on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.